The West Australian government has passed emergency legislation that aims to shut down a legal claim by mining magnate Clive Palmer that could have bankrupted the state. Mr. Palmer was claiming $30 billion in damages over a 2012 decision against his proposed iron ore mine in the Pilbara. The ABC can reveal that airlines knew the Ruby Princess was a coronavirus time bomb but were powerless to stop it. An official report into the cruise ship debacle is due out today. It's emerged that Qantas and Virgin officials raised concerns about passengers from the ship taking flights after they disembarked. Australians are being urged to start planning holidays at home. It comes as new figures reveal the impact of nationwide coronavirus restrictions on the travel sector. Spending on domestic travel plunged by more than $11 billion in April and May compared to the same period last year. And farmers say they're owed millions of dollars from a failed federal government water infrastructure scheme. Fruit, vegetable and nut growers were told last year they'd receive a rebate if they paid to drought-proof their properties, but they've since been told there's no money left to repay them. In a historic deal, Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to normalise relations. The agreement, reached by the Trump administration and leaders of the two Middle East states, will see Israel suspend its plans to annex large parts of the occupied West Bank.